Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Charlie Grimes, and it is a gray Colorado day, as it has been for the last couple of days, although I've not experienced that as I was in Houston for my brother's service, as you guys all know, and I appreciate Andy filling in and letting me have time with family and doing all of that, and I really do appreciate him filling in and taking care of things here while I'm gone. And you had some snow while we were gone as well, which, as we go through and get to the latter part of April, is this unusual for a lot of you out-of-towners? Depends. Probably the best answer I could give. It depends. Some years, yes. Some years, no. And I know some of you are going to find this shocking, but I believe, Charlie, I'd have to go back and look, but we've had a couple of feet of snow in the first part of May before. So it's not, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I remember back to a May, don't ask me why May 8th rings a bell, but I believe there was a May 8th or something along that date where we had a pretty sizable snowstorm. And granted, this has been, you know, many moons ago, but folks, it can happen. And no, I don't believe in global warming. Does the climate change? Absolutely. Not for the reasons that all of the left and the Democrats and everybody on that side say it does, but does climate shift and change? Yes. Goes ups and down. We've had all sorts of shifts throughout the eons, if you would. So do we have some shifts from time to time? Absolutely. You know, do we have cold springs and warm springs? Yes. Do we have rainy springs? Yes. Do we have really sunny springs? Yes. I mean, it's Colorado, folks. We can get it all. And by the way, we can have it almost all in one day, depending upon, you know, where you're at and what time of the year it is. So is this unusual? No, it's not. We'll get back to normal here. It's supposed to be around 70 for the weekend, I think on Sunday. So get out and enjoy. And this is temporary. This won't last forever. All right. On today's show, it is Health and Wellness Wednesday. Matt Peel, who's been with us before, is going to join us again. We're going to talk about foot injury and ankle injuries. How to take care of them, how to avoid them, things along those lines as we start getting out into the, you know, sunny days more, especially some of you start doing more this summer and things start to open up and hopefully more of you are out moving around. And there was a lot of people, by the way, just as a side note, in the airports going and coming. So Monday morning and then coming back, you know, this morning. I will tell you right now that this notice that's telling everybody to stay home, it ain't working. Now, it doesn't mean that every airplane is full, but I will tell you the airports are pretty full and pretty jammed. And certain certain flights, I guess I should say it that way, depending upon what airline it is, certain flights are fairly full. So it just depends on where you're going, what time of the day it is, and so on. And which, by the way, is encouraging. And by the way, depending upon what flight you're on, the mask Nazis are worse than others. The two flights I just took this week going out to Houston on Southwest, coming back this morning, actually, they mentioned it sort of in the opening statements, but nobody hounded on it, nobody harped on it, nobody kept saying anything about it. I had my mask down below my mouth or down below my nose most of the flight. Nobody ever said a word. It wasn't a big issue. So it really does come down to the Nazis that are running the flight crew, and I mean it that way. Because as I've said numerous times, and have had numerous posts about this, and you can check that out on our Facebook page as well. I just did this last week, where I literally went through and did the math on where we're at with all of this COVID nonsense. And yes, I'm calling it nonsense because it's the point I've gotten to with, you know, I've gotten to with all of this. It really is nonsense. The amount of people that literally now have been brainwashed and have bought into all of the, I'm going to call it this, junk science. The junk science that has gone along with all of this, from the Dr. Fauci's who can't give a direct answer, who don't know what to say at certain times, who can't give you a indicator as to when some of this will end, if ever. Folks, I believe in science wholeheartedly, but I also believe that data should back up science, and if the data ever starts to not back up the science is junk. And guess where we're at right now? The science is junk. Something else my son and I were talking about yesterday is, I guess it was this morning, we were talking about this. He read something the other day, and Charlie, maybe you have as well, where, speaking of health and wellness, where on the vaccination side of the fence, there's now starting to be a plethora of inventory of vaccines, and they're now starting to, quote unquote, beg people to come get one, because in a lot of parts of the country, people are not getting vaccinated like they thought they should. And I think now their fear is, not mine, but their fear is, we won't get enough people vaccinated because they're not coming out in droves like we thought they would be to get done. This initial, you know, stint of individuals did, but after that, no, that hasn't been a big factor. And their next fear is, will there be enough people out getting vaccinated to, you know, to get us back to normal? That's the current fear. By the way, not my fear, but it is the fear of some that are out there. So anyways, appreciate all of you, by the way, all the kind notes, letters, text messages, and so on you've all sent my way. I really do appreciate that very much. John and Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Welcome back.
Thank you, man.
No matter what they tell you, Andy's not you.
Well, nobody's me. That's okay. And I'm not Andy.
You know what I mean.
Guys, I appreciate that. But, I also mean it sincerely. I really do appreciate Andy filling in. It's great to have somebody that can fill in and do a live show when I'm not here.
Well, it's more fun to call Andy and give him a hard time.
There you go. And I know he appreciates that, by the way.
So, since my wife's been back flying since July.
Right.
And she says, I've asked her, and she says she has never said anything to any passenger about the mask.
Good.
She goes, she agrees with you and I that it's ridiculous. But she has to do it if she wants to work.
Right.
So she wears her mask.
Right.
And how would you like to have it on for eight of
I would not. John, I would not. I would not.
And, you know, she said that, you know, there are certain, not even the whole crew, because she's flying international. We have 10, 12 flight attendants and whatever. She says that you might have one mask Nazi out of the whole crew.
Hmm.
And the rest of the crew just ignores it. So if that person sees it, they'll say something. The rest of the crew just, you know what? They're like, I got too much other stuff to worry about that I got to worry about telling people to pull their mask back up.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, yeah. Good point.
You know, it's between their main job, which is safety, and their service and everything else. Why would you worry? She asked the one girl, she goes, why do you care? Your mask is going to protect you. Why do you care?
Yeah.
You know.
Agreed.
And couldn't get an answer.
You know, one thing I thought of this morning, too, though, John, just and I don't, because I don't go get coffee out very much. I usually, you know, fix my own, do my own thing and so on. But I went and got coffee this morning before I, you know, got on the airplane. The one thing that I was thinking, Charlie, I wanted to get your opinion on this as well. And Matt Peel will join us here in a minute as soon as we come back from break. I'll get his opinion after break as well. But, John, I think some of these corporations are going to push some of this COVID stuff as long as they possibly can. Because think about this. When you go to the coffee shop, Starbucks, wherever, and they no longer have to have out their cream, they no longer have to have out all the stir sticks, they no longer have to have out the extra sleeves, they no longer have to have all of the sweeteners and honey and sugar and all the other things they typically have out, and the cinnamon and so on. I mean, all the goodies that you normally go to a coffee shop to add to your coffee, and I realize it's all available, but typically they're not going to be giving it to you because most people aren't going to take the extra time to wait for that. Think, John, for a minute, when you've got, you know, thousands of locations like that that no longer have to provide those types of services, how much does that help your bottom line?
Oh, I've got to be about 4 or 5%.
I would
think
so.
I'll give you another example.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example. Same thing. Taco John's. They used to have the condiment bar where you could get the different sauce. They have none of that anymore. If you want some extra pico de gallo or some super hot, you ask for it, and they give it to you in a little container. So you're not – some people would abuse that and, you know, load it up on one taco and put $20 worth of condiments. But it's the same thing. And then the other one, the Taco John's in Wellington, they haven't opened up their seating yet. How much money are they saving by not having to clean and sanitize those things?
My point, a lot. I mean, just think about it this way. There's roughly 15,000 Starbucks across the country in the United States, not worldwide, but across the country, Matt, or John, I should say. So 15,000 locations. Just think about the cost savings per month if they only saved even a couple $100 per store.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's like the same thing with Costco. Do you notice they serve food again, but they don't have any of the tables or chairs out on the food court or anything because they don't want you sitting down inside to eat? How much are they saving by not having to clean that up?
You know, again, all this stuff really adds up. My point is, I think some of this is going to last longer than you think because in the case of Starbucks, by the way, at $200 per store per month, that's only $200, John. That's an extra $3 million to the bottom line each month. That's only $200 per location.
I got another one for you that my wife and I noticed the other night. Hotels that used to do a free hot breakfast.
Right, no longer.
No more.
Yep.
Now it's a grab-and-go yogurt and a granola bar and a cup of coffee and get
out. That's right. Again, my point is I think you're going to see a lot of these things change for good just because these folks are realizing the cost savings. John, I appreciate it. Thanks for the kudos, man. I love you. I really appreciate all your support. Matt, hang tight. We'll come right back. Novus Auto Glass is up next. One thing most of you may not know as well about Novus is they have the best, and I'm not joking. I've researched this. I got a sample today. I will try it for myself, but I've looked this all up, and they have the best plastic polish of any company out there. In fact, they've invented a great line of plastic polish. So if you're somebody that's got plastic windows on a camper, plastic windows on a Jeep, plastic windows on your motorcycle, whatever it happens to be, they've got the plastic polish and the kit, if you would, to give you, you know, basically where you can see clearly, even plastic lensed, you know, glasses, sunglasses and so on. They've got polish for all of that. So check that out at your local Novus Auto Glass. You can find a location near you by going to the website rushtoreason.com/Novus, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods, Greg Bloom, good friend of mine, by the way. Just I say friend because he's a guy that just is always there, always checking in, wanting to know how I'm doing and so on. He's just a solid guy. And I will tell you that, you know, right now, as we head into the Memorial Day time of the year, which isn't that far away, get stocked up now, get ready for summer. You can buy in bulk, you can have it ready to go, put it in the freezer, and it literally is the best meat on the planet, and I mean that sincerely. They know exactly where the animals are raised, how they're processed, and how it makes it to your table. It's Barber's Foods. They've done this for how many years is it since 1949? Count it back, go backwards to 1949. It'll tell you how long they've been doing this. A very, very long time. And again, they are 100% Colorado native owned, if you would, which very, very few companies anymore can say that. So it's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000. or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
Learn how to create a tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. Register now for a free Social Security and Retirement Income Workshop with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Wednesday, April 28th at Ruth Chris Steakhouse on Bellevue. Dinner included. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to reserve your seat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Matt Peel joining us now. Matt, welcome. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, John. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you calling in today, and really short notice even just to, you know, kind of help us out today with everything that's gone on here the last few days with just my situation. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem. I'd like your conversation that you were talking about before. I was just on an airplane from New Orleans to Baltimore nonstop on Southwest over the weekend.
And?
And they were not quite mask Nazis. You know, we hear that term.
Right.
But they did make sure that it's on. As far as service, they gave you your choice of canned water,
yep,
which is obviously a new phenomenon.
Right. Right.
You know, Coke, Diet Coke, 7-Up. So I actually sent them a tweet and said, hey, you know, coffee, milk, juice, alcohol, as far as I know, does not contain COVID.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Matt, there's a lot of these companies, the airlines being another one, that are really, in a lot of ways, and I realize that the airlines have been hit hard on the bottom line, you know, prior to, you know, during COVID, prior to now is what I'm trying to say, and you know that. And I'm not trying to knock them in any way, shape, or form for some of what these guys are doing, but I wonder how long are we going to push this COVID excuse when it comes to certain companies not offering some of the services they once did. I just gave the example of Starbucks, and Charlie and I through the break, Matt, were just talking that by the time you figure even the people and the extra time it takes to keep those things stocked and keep things handled and the extra cleanup and so on, my 200 is probably off by, I'll bet it's off by five. I'll bet it's a minimum of a grand a month, and I'm probably even off on that, given they're open as many hours as they are 7 days a week. But even at a grand, now, Matt, it's $15 million a month they're saving.
Right.
It's a huge number.
It's crazy. It's a huge number. Back to the plane, you know, people are on the plane. It's packed. Other airlines are continuing to add service. And their other response was, we don't want our flight attendants up and down the aisle as much. Well, so what is that? Because they're still going to breathe, whether up and down the aisle or
exactly
down. They're still got to breathe. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, Matt. And the other thing that cracks me up about the airports, by the way, I'll get your opinion on this as well, is, you know, you see all the way through the airport, social distance, here's the blue line, here's this, here's that. You're supposed to stand behind everybody, you know, 6 feet, blah, 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 blah. You hear it over the loudspeaker. You know, you're not supposed to be, you know, you can't sit next to someone. There's got to be a seat in between you and the next person in the, you know, the waiting area and so on and so forth. And yet, Matt, we can all get on the bus or the train to go to the terminal, and you're shoved in there like sardines. I don't get it.
It's the biggest oxymoron on the planet, right? Everything is a contradiction.
It really is. It really is. So, given that, that's why you're here today, is because, yeah, we hear a lot of contradictions in a lot of areas, including our health. And for April, you know, which is, you know, now and another week left or so is all. And as I said earlier, even before you came on, talking about here in Colorado, a lot of folks are going to be getting out now. And let's face it, the snow is going to start melting. Folks are going to be doing some climbing. We have all the 14ers in Colorado. I don't remember. I should know this as a native how many we have, but there's a ton here in Colorado. And folks will be out doing a lot of those different things. What are some of the common, you know, foot and ankle injuries, and how do we prevent those things, Matt?
Well, the ankle is the most commonly injured joint in sports or life, and especially with climbing. So it all stems from people have tight calves and weak muscles there on the shin. And it starts from, you know, being like in high heels or shoes with elevated heels, just overuse. And if we're not stretching that calf muscle, I'm guarantee you everybody listening right now is going, oh, yeah, my calves are tight. Everybody's calves are tight. So if you're not taking care of that, number one, you can't bend down and pick up objects very well. You're going to throw out your back. Number two, without the mobility, you can't climb very well for those people that you're talking about. So it can really present a big problem.
So your, make sure I'm hearing this correctly, because your calves are tight, it affects your ankles.
It affects your ankles. It can affect your knees. It can also affect your hips and your ability to squat down and pick up that bag of mulch,
right,
that dog food. If you can't squat down properly, then what takes the load is your lower back.
Right.
And now you get a little back injury, a little twinge. And for those of y'all out there who have had one, you know it doesn't seem to go away.
No.
It doesn't necessarily stem from your hips. It stems from your ankles. And people just don't kind of put that together, that everything is connected. You know that old song, the bones are connected?
Yep.
I couldn't tell you what it is, but it's true. It's true.
Well, and this goes along, you know, here in Colorado, you know, we have winter time, and some people here, yes, we golf and do things during the winter months. Well, let's face it, Matt, there's also a lot of fair weather individuals that don't do those things that you know, you would normally do in the winter, you do in the summer months, golf being one of those as well. I assume this has to, you know, has the same effect when it comes to golf.
Oh, absolutely. And I love golf. I am a golfer, a weekend golfer. So if you don't have, you know, the mobility there in your ankles, you can't possibly squat down or bend your knees and flex your knees in that proper posture and position. You know, it's posture, grip, you know, the angle of your club as you bring it back. So all that stems, though, right from where your feet touch the ground. And if that is off, then it's going to throw everything else up your body off also.
Okay, without going out and folks getting a, you know, personal trainer to come to the house or they go to the gym or whatever, what are some tips they've, you know, you have to help them with some of this?
A couple stretches that you can do. People are typically familiar with kind of the staggered leg stretch or like a runner stretch where you're going to stagger your legs.
Right.
You want both, you know, feet pointed forward, lean a little forward, keep that back heel on the ground. Another one that's kind of different that some people do not know is works on the dorsiflexion or bringing your toes up. So you can point your toe, put your heel on the ground, point your toe and push your foot, ease it into, say, a wall or a solid object, and just feel that stretch that way. That's going to really help bring your toe up, which is where the typical tightness is, and then injuries come from because we don't have that mobility.
What do squats have to do, or do they help in this particular area?
Squats do not specifically help this, but if your ankles are not mobile and flexible, you can't not do a squat properly. You're going to end up leaning forward, which depends how much weight you have, say, on the bar, is going to put you out of balance. And if you look from the side, you'll see people leaning forward all the time, and they think, well, maybe it's my back. No, brother man, it's in your ankles because you can't bring your knees and bend your knees down fully to get to a nice parallel position.
You know, actually, what you just said, I see a lot, even on Facebook, people will post their poses or their, you know, their workouts or whatever, and what you just said rings pretty, too. You can see a lot of them canted forward. I think that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly correct. And obviously, from the side, you can't see that when you're looking at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
You don't feel it from your own nervous system. But when you have someone observing you from the side and they see that forward lean, now take that into picking up a box of books.
Right.
Right. And now you're leaning forward, and then you can't, because again, you can't bend your knees all the way down to use your legs to pick up that box of books. Now you're using your lower back, and then that's when you're susceptible to injury.
The exercises you just gave, though, by the way, Matt, don't seem too difficult.
It's not. It's not difficult to stretch your calves.
It actually seems pretty simple.
It is.
I mean, we're laughing, but, you know, a lot of times we want to make things a lot more complex than what really the answer is.
We do. And the quick way, easy way that does help strengthen your shin muscles or your anterior tibialis, just try balancing on one foot. Doing this stability action also helps with strengthening your ankles and your connective tissue in it. You can also do something what I call an ankle flip. So pretend that you got some swim fins on and just point that toe up as high as you can with each step, and you'll feel that pull on your shin a little bit in your calf muscle. Walk, you know, do 20 or 30 steps of that.
Right.
That'll help to strengthen your shin muscle.
Okay, the old Skechers with the really big arches that were kind of funny looking that you sort of had to balance on, is there any value there at all with those shoes?
I'm going to defer that to individuals and go see a podiatrist. If you really have some bad problems, structural issues, talk to a specialist. For kind of general, just let's work on a mobility and flexibility and see if that helps first, just stretch your calves out, man. That will help bring everything into line.
One of the things I want to talk about that I didn't prep you for, but I want to talk about when I come back, because I just think it's a big deal. When I start looking at all the COVID numbers and the comorbidity and so on, the fact of the matter is, Matt, that, you know, being excessively overweight, in fact, even being, you know, 20, 30 pounds overweight, which, you know, for a lot of us wouldn't think is excessive, but even looking at that as some of the comorbidity, and then talking about that in relation to what you're just talking about right now. Again, I'm not trying to harp on everybody listening, but the extra weight we carry, Matt, has huge negative effects.
Massive effects.
All right, we'll talk about that as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Geno's Auto Service is up next, folks. And like you, your body, you need to make sure your vehicle's in top working order as well. I saw three or four vehicles on my way down here today. One, steam coming out under the hood. Yeah, I know it's cold outside, and yet the vehicle was still overheating. I saw two or three tire incidents as well. You know what? These are all avoidable things that you can take care of prior to having that happen. How do you do that? Get your vehicle properly serviced. Just like we talk about you and your health, you can do that with your vehicle as well. And Geno's on the west side of town can do that also. So it's Geno's Auto Service, Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. And Geno's continues to service Leary's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when you're ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment, and be sure to check out all their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in today or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. And yes, with everything that's gone on in my family lately, this is, to me, it's just one of those things where I just have Michael on my mind a lot. Why? Because when folks pass away, it's really important to have things dialed in with their estate. Otherwise, you're relying on a lot of other things to happen that you might think while you're alive are going to. But folks, when you pass, you have no idea what's going to happen next. So be easy on your family. Take care of them on the front side and call Michael today. 720-394-6887, or find him online on our website at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
If you like your home, can you keep your home? The even bigger question is, if you like your neighborhood, can you keep your neighborhood? Not if the Harris-Biden administration gets their way. Buried deep within their proposed infrastructure bill is a paragraph that federalizes local zoning laws. Kim Munson here. Thursday, congressional correspondent for the Epoch Times, Mark Tapscott, and RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine explain what this really means for you and your neighbors. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
All right, Matt Peel joining us for this Health and Wellness Wednesday. Matt, how do folks find you, by the way?
They can go to my website, mattpeale.com. Same thing up on Twitter and my Facebook page, at Athlete in the Game of Life.
Perfect. All right, one question came in during the break as well, Matt. Somebody called in before we get into the overweight thing I wanted to get to and wanted to know how to avoid shin splints.
Great question, listener. So, goes back to what we said. Number one, though, also, check your shoes. Are you wearing proper shoes for the activity that you're doing?
Okay.
And are your shoes in good shape?
Okay. You know, okay. Okay. Stop. Stop. Explain. What do we mean by good shape? Am I looking at the insert? Am I looking at the sole? Am I looking at the heel? What am I looking at to know if they're in good shape?
Kind of all of it. You know, do you have the padding in there? You can feel when your shoes are worn out, you feel there's not much padding in there. So especially for runners.
Okay.
So and soccer. I played soccer my whole life growing up. So if my shoes are not working well, I feel it in my shins, you know, because the pads inside is just worn out. So make sure that your shoes are fitting properly and you have the right shoes.
Okay.
Two, we've got to stretch those calf muscles. Stretch the calf muscles and get those shins strong, just like I talked about. Those are the best ways to help reduce your shin splints.
One other thing I've noticed on – two things on shoes, by the way. Number one, from when I was a kid to now – there's a shoe for just about everything in life you could ever think of, Matt. Back in the day, you know, if you found a comfortable hiking shoe, just that alone, you were in great shape. Nonetheless, find shoes for all the other purposes we have in life today. You know, I don't know what people had back in the day, maybe 3 or 4 pairs of shoes total. Now you could have 30 pairs of shoe and probably not have enough for all the different activities.
Oh, absolutely. It's a whole market and genre and style and you name it. You're right. I think I had one pair of shoes that I wore to school and played basketball in for fun and did everything in one pair of cleats.
Yep. And other thing I've noticed, second thing about shoes, is we've got a glass sponsor that's on with us, Novus Auto Glass, where we talk about windshields and repair and so on. And I think a worn-out pair of shoes, Matt, is much like a windshield in your car. You really don't know how much you've been missing until you put a new one in or you put a new pair on.
Oh, 100%. 100% correct. And depends what you're doing in your shoes is how much wear and tear they have on them.
Right.
Now, if you flip around and you look on the bottom, you see where are the shoes worn? Are they worn more on the inside?
Oh, that's a great, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I think everybody wears those a little differently. I am a person, by the way, just I don't know why naturally, I tend to wear the outer edge of the heel more than the rest of the shoe.
Mm-hmm. So that goes back into, I know I'm a broken record out there for everybody, but it's the same type of thing, right? If we're not stretching those calves, working a little bit on that shin muscle, then it begins to pull everything out of whack. And depending on what your normal activities are, sitting, standing, moving in which direction, then that tightness and weakness begins to pull everything else and maybe pulls your knees out, pulls your hips, your plantar fasciitis, tendency to have Achilles tendon tears.
Okay.
It's all related.
Okay. All right. No, it makes total sense, by the way. And we all tend to kind of forget about some of the basics of simplistic things, shoes being one of those. I also think just in passing as we move into the next topic, which is, you know, just how to lose weight in general and just some of those basic things. And I know that how should I say this? Let's just use walking, for example. Well, if you've got a great pair of shoes and walking isn't painful, I think you're going to walk more than if you've got a pair of shoes where you're not having that experience and it is more painful. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% correct. We want to avoid pain. In fact, we make changes more to avoid pain than we do to feel good. So if you're in pain because you're walking, your shoes are bad, then you're not going to want to walk. Well, you're right. We put those nice shoes on, you feel better, and you get going. By doing some stretches, like I talked about, you can keep going even more. If you're just starting, like you're alluding to with weight loss, you know what? It's going to hurt a little bit. I hate to say it, but I'm a, you know,
right.
That's what I get paid to do. Suck it up, buttercup.
Right.
You got to deal with it and get through the initial, you know, pain phase.
Right. No, and by the way, I agree with that. In fact, if you want to lose weight, and I've done it, so I know how this is, Matt, that, yeah, there are some of those pain points initially that you're going to have to do, although I will say that as time goes by and you realize some of the fruits of your labor, I guess you could say, it then gets much easier and it's not such a big deal.
100% correct. 100% correct, John. So as we get used to the movement patterns and our nervous system adapts and our muscles begin to adapt and our bones strengthen, then we can push ourselves a little more, and then that initial part is not as painful. We can always challenge ourselves, and of course, that's what it is. In fact, I got a client, he's 49 years old, guy who sits at his computer desk all day, being a recruiter. He actually said, powerlifting was so much easier than the workouts that you put me through now, which deal with balance,
right,
agility, coordination. He's lost 4 inches around his waist.
Wow.
And he just feels better. He's now running. And he was just a guy who liked to enjoy powerlifting. He was about 5'9". He was 200 pounds. Now we're dropping that down, and he feels better.
Yeah. It's amazing, really, how much better you feel when things start to work in conjunction the way you're talking. And what do you think, Matt? And I know I ask this to a lot of different individuals, and I get, you know, different answers and so on, but I always want to know, and I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you think the biggest fear factor in folks not taking that first step in trying to, you know, lose weight, eat right? You know, what do you find are those things that people just, you know, they're hesitant to do, and why are they hesitant?
Pain. Like I said, pain. They think it is going to be painful, you know, and they know they're going to have to make some changes, so they avoid it because it's easier to stay in my rut, my status quo, than to have a pain, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, to make a change.
Okay. And by the way, I think you're correct in what you say there, that even the mental pain, if you would, I think is also there. So we got another question coming in. Ann, you're on next. Welcome. Hello, Ann.
Hey, you were talking about shoes, and I used to run 10 miles a day, but after two back surgeries, my running was put to an end. So I didn't run for about 22 years, and I found a shoe called Hoka, H-O-K-A, that absorbs the shock, so I can run again.
H-O-K-A, okay.
Yeah, so that's a brand for people to look into that have had injuries and need a lot of absorption.
Perfect. So. And that's producer Ann. So, Ann, thank you. I appreciate that. I did not know that. Matt, are you familiar with that shoe?
I've seen some people at the health club I work at wear them. I don't wear them for, you know, I'm not against the brand, but hey, go for it.
Yeah, I know nothing of them, so I will do some checking out. For those of you that have back pain or have had back surgeries like Ann, that may be worth looking at. Okay, so getting over the fear factor, which I think, Matt, and by the way, I think you're right in what you're saying, and I think it's one of those things that all of us, I know myself, I had that same issue, you know, that same situation. It's a fear factor of, you know, pain in, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be hungry. So that's a mental pain. Well, if you do diet correctly and you do it right, that may or may not be the truth. Yes, you're going to have some things initially that will be painful. And I will tell you firsthand from somebody even that lost weight way back when, or that times I have to catch myself getting back on track, Matt, because you can get those bad habits back really quickly. And if you're not careful, they show up. And I can tell you the pain of eating clean, quote unquote, versus eating dirty. When you've been eating dirty and you go back to eating clean, yeah, there's some pain. Sometimes it's headaches. Sometimes it's just the way you feel. It's lethargicness. It's all sorts of things going on in your body, if you would, as you're detoxing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Your body has to readjust to these better changes just like it adjusted to these other ones. And it's also the mindset of it's not going to happen overnight. So don't starve yourself. Don't go wild and extreme, because for whatever reason, human beings think that we have to be extreme in everything we do to make.
Yeah, it's
change.
Like when you quit smoking cold turkey. Well, that's hard to do on the diet end of things.
It is. So let's make a small change that can yield in time to bigger results. That then gives confidence to yourself.
Okay.
That will encourage you to make more changes down the road.
All right. Without getting into a lot of depth and, you know, sending people off to, you know, medical practitioners and so on, which, by the way, there are a lot of folks in this industry that are out there that can help with some of these things and even pinpoint things for individuals. But in general, Matt, how do people know kind of, you know, and I know a lot of it's trial and error, but how do people typically know the foods they're going to be more sensitive to that make them either lose weight or pick up weight? Because it's not universal. I know everybody's body's made up a little differently. So how do they determine that?
I think the simplest way is to look at the fat. And pretty basic rule of thumb is if it's fried and got something breaded on it, whatever it is, that's going to have a lot of calories. So how can we replace, if you like that same thing, let's take fish, for example, fried fish is pretty universal across the country. So if we can, if you really enjoy that fish, catfish is probably the biggest one. Well, let's try it cooked a different way.
Okay.
If you really like the taste of catfish, which is great, right? Try it cooked a different way that has less calories in it. You still enjoy what the main course is, what you're thinking about. You're just preparing it differently. That can help you maybe even feel better. Your gut doesn't hurt. Your gut doesn't have to hurt every time you eat.
Well, in fact, if it is, you've got issues.
Yeah, you do.
In fact, that and to me, that pain, I don't know about you, Matt, but when I don't eat clean and I eat, you know, you do something where, you know, you shouldn't. And, you know, with some of what's been going on in my family and, you know, different dinners and things that are happening and so on, and you feel somewhat almost obligated in some cases to, you know, to eat and do some of the things and knowing that, okay, well, I'll clean it up afterwards. But I will tell you that in my case, eating in those cases is more painful than getting back on track and eating clean.
Yes. Yeah, it hurts. If you're on the road and you're like, oh, man, I got to pull into a fast food somewhere, so you get a fast food hamburger, and it satisfies you in the meantime, and then 45 minutes later, you're going, oh, my, why did I do
that? Why did I do that? Exactly, yeah. In fact, I've said that, I've asked myself that before. It's like, why, you know, it's that old commercial, why did I eat the whole thing? You know, you wonder, you know, why did I just do that? I would have been better off, and I'd have been better off not eating or having some water or doing something along those lines as opposed to what I just did.
Oh, yeah. I love pizza. And I eat pizza, and I know, man, if I hit that fourth piece or that fifth piece,
yeah,
well, it's good right now, I'm going to pay for that.
Yeah, no, you and I are the same way. I mean, I can eat, you know, I know exactly where my limit is. Typically, it's a slice or so, and depending upon the type of pizza and so on. And the other thing with me personally is I have to really watch the grease content. In other words, what I mean by that, everybody listening, is if I pick up that piece and the cardboard underneath it or whatever it's been sitting on is total grease, I probably shouldn't eat it, period, even if it's half a slice.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. We can get kind of crazy, but it's true. So all that's going to go in your gut.
Right.
Instead of just soaking into that cardboard, that's soaking into you. So
right.
Kind of chew on that.
Yeah. And so when you, yeah, thank you. Because when you think about that, it's like, wait a minute, it's just one slice. It's not that big a deal. Well, depending upon how you've been eating and what you've been doing, that grease, that, you know, whatever's in that. And by the way, it's a lot of different things. It's not just any one ingredient, by the way, that's creating that. It's lots of things in that piece of pizza because of all the different ingredients that are in it that are causing that. And again, I guess what I'm getting at, Matt, is people have to learn where are those pain points. And I also understand there's some folks out there listening that have high metabolisms that can pretty much eat anything they want. Although the other thing I have found, Matt, is just because you're somebody that can eat everything you want doesn't necessarily mean that inside you're as healthy as you think you are.
No, that's why we call that the skinny fat.
Right.
Because they look skinny on the outside, but you also ask them to run around the block and they can't do that because they're out of breath. And they still do have that, it's called visceral fat, and that's okay. Your fat around your organs.
So just because we may look thin doesn't mean we're thin. Am I hearing that right?
Thin does not equal fit. And maybe we should kind of say it that way.
That's a good idea.
Thin
yes.
does not equal fit.
Yes.
And, you know, look at body types too. Fit does not equal thin.
That's true
too. You know, we both have NFL teams in our hometowns.
Yes.
Saints and the Broncos. If you look at the BMI of a typical NFL linebacker and not anything else, because that dude is obese. And then you look at he is not obese, but his, you know, body mass index shows it.
Correct.
So same thing, you know, fit is not always thin.
Yeah, and I think as Americans, maybe more so than other parts of the world, Matt, we are so, and I'm guilty of this as much as anybody, we're so self-critical, if you would. You know, we look in the mirror, we look at different things. We're our biggest critic. Let's face it. Typically, we are, and we have that same misconception in our brain of what you just said.
Right, and that's where the media feeds it. And we're all on social media, and we all see it, and we see the skinny or the big dude, whatever it is that you're looking at. Man, why can't I be like that?
Right.
Or how can I adjust that? And there's a lot of factors involved. We won't go down those rabbit holes, but. You got to do you. you just got to do you.
You got to do you. You got to feel good. But what I also say to a lot of folks listening, Matt, is if you don't know what it's like to feel good in the first place, then you don't know what it's like to feel good. And I know that's hard to explain because if you've, you know, like I used to be, Matt, you're so used to eating a particular way and somebody says, do you feel good? And you're like, yeah, I feel great. Well, I can tell you right now, you know, some 10 plus years later that, no, I really didn't feel good because I feel a whole lot better today than I did then. My energy level, everything is much higher. And I can tell you right now, when I eat correctly, everything's higher that way than when I don't eat correctly.
And you feel better about yourself. You feel better about your outlook. People around you respond to that. And look, let's face it. To get that boulder going, it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
But then once it's going, it's easy to push it and just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
So you got to put that big effort in on the front end, and then you just kind of lightly tap it, and that boulder keeps moving without much effort.
That's exactly right. Matt, I'll let you go. I appreciate your time today. Again, where do they find you?
MattPeel.com for my website, at Matt Peel for Twitter and LinkedIn, and at Athlete in the Game of Life for Facebook. Thank you very much.
Matt, it's always a joy having you, sir. Talk to you next month.
You got it, sir.
All right, man. Take care. Have a great week. And Extreme Auto Repair is up next. As I said earlier, make sure your vehicle's in top working order. Much like your body, your vehicle gets worked out on a daily basis. And, folks, again, the best way to keep that vehicle running and make it last the longest is to do just that. Keep it running. Keep it lasting. And you know what? Preventative maintenance is key to that. Go to klzradio.com, find Extreme Auto Repair there, or call 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Al Smith, I saw him right before we came on air today, by the way. Great guy. He'd love to help you with all of your financial future, your planning of. And right now, if you schedule a consultation with Al between now and May 15th, he'll give you a gift card to Fleming's Restaurant, $50 for a single person, $100 if you're a couple. So it's $50 a person if you go in and see Al. Make that appointment now between now and May 15th. And he'll handle the rest. Al Smith, find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You can breathe easy, knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, we've got a good shop coming up next, folks. As I look outside the window right now, snowing here in South Aurora, West Aurora, I should say. And, yeah, the road's going to be slick enough later to cause accidents. You know, I don't know, it's Colorado. Yeah, probably. Honestly, hate to say that that's the case, but yeah, in Colorado, yes, it will. It shouldn't, but it will. If you're involved in an accident, somebody's ran into you, or you run into somebody else, you need something repaired, Al Smith can help you at a good shop. Find him again at klzradio.com. There's three locations up north to serve you, 720-541-7697.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out.
Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others, so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now, A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
And we just witnessed, over the last couple of days, a senior member of the United States Congress literally egging people on to commit more acts of violence if a trial outcome isn't what the mob expects it to be.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A little over a minute left here of this hour. Appreciate Matt Peel joining us again. There was an article that I will probably dive into a little more in the days/weeks ahead. And I want to be careful when I talk about this article because I'm not trying to, you know, how should I say this, be insensitive. But there's an article in evmagazine.com, EVIEmagazine.com. I think one of you listeners, Joe, might have even sent me this, or I found it on my own, I don't remember. Headline reads, over 50% of liberal white women under the age of 30 have a mental health issue. Are we worried yet, is what the headline reads. Now, I've been saying for a number of years, mainly because one of you listeners got me thinking this way, and I believe it's correct, that liberalism in and of itself is a mental illness. And I believe that wholeheartedly. You cannot think in that manner and not have some sort of a mental problem because common sense tells you everything they believe in is wrong. Literally wrong. Yes, I said that. Yes, it's wrong. The mindset that controlling someone else is good is in and of itself, in my opinion, a mental disorder. It's an interesting Pew Research study. You can read about it. I will have Ann put this up on our Facebook page where you can go read this for yourself. Again, this is one of those things that I may talk about a little more, maybe even tomorrow with Rachel Keene, but it's a 2020 Pew Research study revealing that. So we'll be back. Hour number two is next. Richard Battle will be joining us top of the hour. Don't forget tonight, it will be the National Crawford Roundtable. We'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.